Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting second. The center fielder, Rusty Torres. Batting third. The DH, Oscar Gamble. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Charlie Spikes. Batting fifth. The catcher, Dave Duncan. Batting sixth. The right fielder, John Lowenstein. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Chris Chambliss. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Tom Ragland. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dick Bossman. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Bob Coluccio. Batting second. The third baseman, Don Money. Batting third. The center fielder, Dave May. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting fifth. The left fielder, John Briggs. Batting sixth. The catcher, Daryl Porter. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Gorman Thomas. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Tim Johnson. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Pedro Garcia. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Jerry Bell. And now, play ball. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops it up and throws to first, with Bell covering, for the out. Two outs. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Thomas. Gamble reaches second base with a double. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes takes first base on ball four. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ragland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Torres. May reaches second base with a double. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ragland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss strikes out. Two outs. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Money fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs hits a pop-up towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ragland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas takes first base on ball four. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bossman fires to first and picks off Thomas. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Ragland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ragland hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell fires to first and picks off Ragland. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0 for 1 in the game. Torres hits a ball on the ground towards third. Money fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio is 0 for 1 in the game. Coluccio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Gamble hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott juggles the ball. That's an error on Scott. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Spikes hits a pop-up towards short. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0 for 1 in the game. Duncan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Money fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0 for 1 in the game. Lowenstein hits a ball on the ground towards third. Money fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0 for 1 in the game. Money hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Spikes. Money reaches second base with a double. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. May hits a fly ball towards center. Torres catches it and throws to second to double up Money. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Vukovich now playing third base. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0 for 1 in the game. Chambliss hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0 for 1 in the game. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Tom Ragland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ragland is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ragland hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Duffy moves to third. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson fields it and throws to second for the out. Duffy scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Indians. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0-for-2 in the game. Torres hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Garcia settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0-for-1 in the game. Briggs hits a fly ball into center field. Torres settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. Porter hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Thomas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ragland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Gamble hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0-for-2 in the game. Duncan hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0-for-1 in the game. Garcia hits a pop-up towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio is 0-for-2 in the game. Coluccio is called out on strikes. Two outs. John Vukovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovich hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Vukovich. The throw from Duncan and he is out. Duffy applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0-for-2 in the game. Lowenstein hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Chambliss hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Bell. Chambliss moves to second. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0 for 2 in the game. Duffy hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Ragland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ragland is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Ragland strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. May hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 2 in the game. Scott bunts towards the mound. Bossman fields it and throws to first for the out. May moves to second. One out. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0 for 2 in the game. Briggs hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Ragland catches it and throws to second with Duffy covering, to double up May. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0 for 3 in the game. Torres is called out on strikes. Two outs. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Gamble hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Spikes hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 2 in the game. Porter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thomas bunts towards the mound. Bossman fields it and throws to first for the out. Porter moves to second. One out. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0 for 2 in the game. Garcia hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Spikes. Garcia reaches second base with a double. Porter scores. Johnson moves to third. It's Indians, 1, Brewers, 1. Jerry Johnson now pitching. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio is 0 for 3 in the game. Coluccio hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Duncan races back for the ball and makes the catch. The throw to the second, and Garcia is out, unable to get back to the bag, for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Brewers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0 for 3 in the game. Duncan strikes out. One out. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0 for 3 in the game. Lowenstein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Chambliss hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Joe LaHood pinch hits for John Vukovich. Joe LaHood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHood hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. LaHood moves to second. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-2 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to third for the out. May moves to second. One out. Tom Hilgendorf now pitching. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0-for-3 in the game. Briggs hits a fly ball into left field. Spike settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a fly ball into center field. Torres settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Brewers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Hisa now playing third base. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-3 in the game. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Ragland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ragland is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Ragland hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thomas hits a pop-up towards first. Chambliss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Garcia strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Brewers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0-for-4 in the game. Torres hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Gamble hits a fly ball into right field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Spikes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio is 0-for-4 in the game. Coluccio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Hisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hisa hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of spikes. Hisa reaches second base with a double. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. May hits a fly ball into left field. Spikes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-3 in the game. Scott is walked intentionally. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0-for-4 in the game. Briggs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Briggs for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Brewers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Lindsay now pitching. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0-for-4 in the game. Duncan hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0-for-4 in the game. Lowenstein hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lowenstein for the out. Two outs. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Chambliss strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. John Felsk pinch hits for Daryl Porter. John Felsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felsk hits a fly ball into center field. Torres settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thomas is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ragland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Brewers 1. The Indians will come to bat. John Felsk now catching. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-4 in the game. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hisa fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Ragland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ragland is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Ragland hits a fly ball into right field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-5 in the game. He's got one RBI. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Garcia hits a pop-up towards short. Duffy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio is 0-for-5 in the game. Coluccio hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of spikes. Coluccio reaches second base with a double. Ray Lamb now pitching. Bob Hisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hisa is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hisa hits a fly ball into left field. Spike settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 3-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a double. May is walked intentionally. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Coluccio moves to third. May moves to second. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Scott takes first base on ball 4. Brent Strom now pitching. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0-for-5 in the game. Briggs hits a fly ball into center field. Torres settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 14, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Brewers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0-for-5 in the game. Torres hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Torres. The throw from Felsk and he is safe. Torres steals second. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. Gamble hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gamble for the out. Torres moves to third. One out. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Heisa fields it and throws to home to get Torres. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0-for-5 in the game. Duncan hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 14, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. John Felsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felsk is 0-for-1 in the game. Felsk strikes out. One out. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thomas strikes out. Two outs. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Garcia hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnson moves to second. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio is 1-for-6 in the game, with a double. Coluccio strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 15, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Brewers 1. The Indians will come to bat. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0-for-5 in the game. Lowenstein hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lowenstein moves to second. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-5 in the game. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Brohmer pinch hits for Tom Ragland. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 15, with the score, the Indians won, and the Brewers won. The Brewers will come to bat. Jack Broemer now playing second base. Bob Hisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hisa is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hisa hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 3-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles, a double, and a walk. May strikes out. 1 out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-3 in the game. With 2 walks. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hisa moves to second. 2 outs. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0-for-6 in the game. Briggs takes first base on ball 4. John Felsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felsk is 0-for-2 in the game. Felsk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 16, with the score, the Indians won, and the Brewers won. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-6 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 1-for-6 in the game, with a single. Torres hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 2-for-6 in the game, with a single and a double. Gamble strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 16, with the score, the Indians won, and the Brewers won. The Brewers will come to bat. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thomas hits a pop-up towards short. Duffy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 3-for-6 in the game, with 3 singles. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 2-for-6 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Garcia hits a fly ball into center field. Torres settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio is 1-for-7 in the game, with a double. Coluccio hits a pop-up towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 17, with the score, the Indians won, and the Brewers won. The Indians will come to bat. Skip Lockwood now pitching. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0-for-5 in the game. With a walk. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0-for-6 in the game. Duncan hits a fly ball into right field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 1-for-6 in the game, with a single. Lowenstein hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lowenstein. The throw from Felsk and he is out, Johnson applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 17, with the score, the Indians won, and the Brewers won. The Brewers will come to bat. Bob Hisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heise is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Heise hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 3-for-6 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a walk. May hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 2, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.